What comes to your mind when you hear the phrase Habitat for Humanity? Jimmy Carter? Maybe you envision a scene where lots of friends and neighbors come together for a kind of old-fashioned barn raising? A builder's blitz, as they say in the trade, where lots of people do come together and build a house in a weekend, does occur on occasion. But typically the time frame from initial housing application to the home dedication ceremony is closer to a year. There's lots of steps and moving parts in the process before someone gets to say, home sweet home. This includes partnerships and sponsorships with community organizations, local church groups, corporations, construction volunteers from all walks of life, and plenty of time and labor on the part of the future homeowner. Is it all worth it? I asked Penny Lightfoot moments before she was about to receive the keys to her new home in Fountain, Colorado.
So this 9 months has had a lot packed into it. It's had a lot of struggle. It's had a lot of triumph. It's had a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and I would do it all over again.
In the past several years, Penny has assumed custody of 5 children, ranging in age from infant twins to teens. The extra space and an affordable mortgage were most welcome.
It's absolutely amazing. It's a dream come true.
But how does a dream like this even begin? I spoke with Chris Medina, the executive director at the Habitat affiliate that serves El Paso County, about that. First, though, Chris wants to clear up a common misperception.
Many people think we give our homes away, and we don't. All of our families are hardworking. They usually have more than one job. I really get frustrated when people say, oh, Habitat families, you know, they're just working off the system. They're not taking any type of handout.
Chris informs me there are 3 basic criteria that applicants must meet.
So the families will apply. There's a process we have about 3 times a year. We open up the doors and they have an orientation where they learn about our program, what are the basic requirements, and then they go through a formal application. There has to be a need and there has to be an ability to pay because they have an affordable mortgage, and there has to be a willingness to partner with us.
Chris also points out the value that Habitat housing brings to the greater community of El Paso County and the state of Colorado as well.
They're paying property taxes on their homes. Our Habitat homeowners who are still within the Habitat mortgages, they paid into El Paso County $90,000 in El Paso, you know, in tax. And that's supporting our public services that are out there. And it helps reduce people, if not completely get them off of public assistance needs. So there's a huge return on investment. So for each dollar that goes into the community towards permanent affordable housing, look how much is coming back. I don't have the most recent study, but from a year ago, $1 going into permanent affordable housing generates $5.20 locally and $11.40 statewide. That's a huge return in lifting up our entire community.
Chris is adamant that Habitat is not only good for the community, it literally helps build community.
We've made a difference in the community, I think. One of the reasons I do it is that I've been blessed in my life with good health and good fortune, and it's an opportunity for me to pay that back.
That was Steve Boyce, one of the many construction volunteers at Penny's home site. Laurel Thorstensen, a board member for Habitat, as well as a longtime construction volunteer, echoed that sentiment as well.
For me, it's a matter of the heart. And if you ever have not seen a woman cry, then come out on a dedication day. I'll be there with my bucket and my Kleenex and just so excited for this family that, you know, would hardly have dared to dream.
Although it's getting tougher for Habitat to find affordable land to build on or homes to rehab in the Denver or Colorado Springs areas, Chris Medina alludes to a possible future direction for Habitat in El Paso County.
We're going to move towards becoming as a neighborhood revitalization affiliate, where you identify a specific neighborhood and you go in and you ask that neighborhood, what do you need and how can we help you? We have to identify partners that we can work with, or other partners will identify with us. For example, the city of Colorado Springs, they're very focused on affordable housing, and they were looking at the Mill Street neighborhood. Habitat has 17 homes in that neighborhood. So we were asked to be part of the discussions on what can we do to help.
And as for that Jimmy Carter connection, here's Chris one more time.
So President and Mrs. Carter were looking for something to do. Their home in Plains is not too far from where Habitat for Humanity was founded, which is Americus, Georgia. And they are both master carpenters, both of them in their own right, and they decided that they would get involved and be volunteers with Habitat for Humanity. From that grew to where President Mrs. Carter launched the Carter Work Project. They will work with affiliates to identify anywhere from 50 to 100 homes that can be built in multiple cities, and then they come and they work on each city's project. Because of them, we've built a lot more houses and huge, huge recognition of Habitat for Humanity that we may not have otherwise had. Whatever politics you have about Mr. Carter and Mrs. Carter, that's to the side. They're tremendous leaders, and they have shown, cross that bridge, see the dignity of each human being that you're looking at, and recognize that we all have service written on our hearts, and however we're called to do that, that's great. And if it's with Habitat, come volunteer and come find your local one.
For 91.5 KRCC, I'm Mike Purcell.